from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker. Immigrants who are applying for legal status under the new Deferred Deportation Program can also apply for California driver's licenses. Deferred Deportation is the Obama administration program that kicked off Wednesday, letting young people brought to the U.S. by their parents get temporary legal status and work permits. The DMV grants driver's licenses to those who have, quote, an employment authorization document, and state officials decided those work permits will count. Bill Hing studies immigration policy. He's a professor at the University of San Francisco. And Mr. Hing, I believe the federal government is giving states the green light to issue the licenses under rules issued in the Real ID Act of 2005. Explain how that works.
The Real ID Act is intended to make sure that there are tamper-proof and security-enabled driver's licenses that are issued rather uniformly through the United States. And it's put a serious burden on states because of the standards that require these tamper-proof documents, but also that they've got to be filtered through a federal ID base if possible. And so it's become a very big headache for many states, but they're doing their best.
Now, in Arizona, Governor Jan Brewer ordered state agencies not to issue the driver's licenses, saying that poses a security risk. Is she defying the federal Real ID Act?
You know, I think she's going to be in a little bit of trouble because the federal Real ID Act actually allows for issuance of the driver's licenses if you have an employment authorization from DHS. One thing that we found from the awful incidents of September 11th was that, in fact, the most information that came forward that was available about those who visited the harm on the country actually came from driver's license information. And so it's actually better to get people to register for driver's licenses because you can get access to their information more quickly because of the fingerprinting requirement.
So when people complain that this could be a security risk because an ID allows people to enter a federal building or to fly on an airplane, you're saying it's really a good thing to give them that ID because they have to sign forms and reveal information about themselves.
You can find out where they are very, very quickly. And not only that, it just makes the road safer as well because when people have driver's licenses, then they are more inclined, they're then required to become insured, of course, and that helps all of us.
Well, I wanted to ask you about that. Assemblyman Gil Cedillo has tried for more than a decade to pass a law allowing immigrants, not just the deferred deportation ones, but any immigrant in California illegally to get a driver's license. And you're saying the argument for doing that is it makes the road safer.
It absolutely does, and it's been disappointing that the issue has become so political because it's an issue of granting a benefit to somebody who's undocumented. But insurance companies are in favor of issuing such driver's licenses, and there are some jurisdictions that are accepting matriculas, the documents issued by Mexican government. But those jurisdictions, including Sonoma County and San Francisco County, they would rather that these individuals have a real driver's license so that they can do follow-up work more easily.
I believe you were meeting today with some young people who might qualify for the deferred deportation program. And I wanted to ask, what did they say about the driver's license aspect of this?
Well, it's one of their top priorities. Because they want to work, they know that if public transportation doesn't get to them from point A to point B, they've got to drive. And honestly, some have been driving without a license, and I tell them that they shouldn't do that. And this is a new leaf that they can turn and actually do this legitimately.
Thanks so much for talking to us.
You're very welcome.
Bill Hing is a professor at the University of San Francisco. I'm Cy Musiker. More news online at kqednews.org.